This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we give thanks to God for Mary's yes, her agreement to be the mother of the Son of God. What we need to remember is that she is the tabernacle in which of her body, but also of her soul, her heart, that she contained the salvation of all the world. We see that in juxtaposition to David in the first reading. In that first reading, David, of course, wants to establish a beautiful temple. He wants it to be a place that gives honor and glory to the God who allowed him to rule in the last years of his life in Jerusalem in peace. But God had other plans, and God didn't want him to build that beautiful edifice, and rather left it to his son Solomon. However, we also see that God fulfills his promises. And in that fulfillment, he blesses David, promises him that his kingdom will have no end. We know that we have inherited that kingdom, that we are people of the kingdom of God. What we fail to do many times as Catholic Christians, probably as many Christians throughout the world, is realize our dignity as a tabernacle of God. I think it's easier for us to say, oh, that person over there, very holy. Oh, my wife, she's very, very good and very holy. I can understand God choosing her, how grateful I am for her. But when it comes to our own selves, so often I think we put ourselves down thinking that we are totally unworthy of God's love and to be a place in which he makes his dwelling. For he does that from the first moment of our conception, but he seals it in the great sacrament of baptism, in which we are infused with that grace of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are like Mary. We bear the Christ to others. We conceive him first in our heart, and that's what she did. She conceived him in her heart and then in her womb. She knew that God favored her. We don't see Mary saying, oh, I'm totally unworthy. She knows that God has made her worthy to bear his son. She understands that. Yes, she puts up a little fuss because she wants to make sure that she is not going to sin. She was an unmarried, young, very young woman. But God assures her through the angel, no, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Well, guess what? He's come upon each of us in our baptism, and for the majority of us in our confirmation. He has come upon us, that great gift of the Holy Spirit. We are tabernacles of God. Why am I saying all of this? It's because I had the great privilege, just like the other friar priests, of hearing confessions all through Advent. And it becomes clear that people come to confession thinking that they are terrible people. You're not. Neither am I. Yes, we sin. We need God's forgiveness. There's no doubt about it. But he has made us good, for we're made in the image and likeness of his Son. We are tabernacles of Jesus, just like Mary was. And he has chosen each of us, no matter what our state in life is, whether we're married or single, teenagers, whether we are older, or whether we are extremely young. We are all the house of God within our hearts. And we need to bear that light to other people. That's what our age needs. It doesn't need all kinds of hammering how bad the world is. We know how bad the world is. What we need to remember is the good message of the gospel, and that Christ is our Savior. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as we think about the great gift that we will celebrate tonight and tomorrow, the incarnation of Christ, let us give thanks to God that we are made worthy by His presence within us.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.